Episode 1162, Love is a Lifetime Investment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope your weekend has been filled with nothing but splendor. For us, it's coming to the end of spring break. Yes, that's my children screaming in the background. Really, it's not. Today is Relationship Builders Day, and it's about love is a lifetime investment. How have you been investing lately? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Love is a lifetime investment, an investment in trust, forgiveness, kindness, patience, endurance, and faithfulness. Quite the list. And a list that it really is tough to live up to. And just because you're not feeling it in your marriage doesn't mean you're failing. Stop being ridiculous and throwing yourself under the bus. You can't know everything. You don't have all the answers yet. You probably think you should have all the answers by now. Well, if you had all the answers, there would be no divorce, no arguments, and no breakups. We would know exactly what to do without even being in a relationship. Sounds like a perfect world, doesn't it? Well, God didn't create us perfect. He created us imperfect so he can make us perfect. It's pretty incredible, actually, when you begin to think about it. How funny life works, though. We learn from experiences, and our experiences shape our expectations. When we take our expectations into our marriage, we forget there is another person. Because aren't their expectations the same as ours? Well, if you've ever had a disagreement, you know that's not true. Love is a lifetime investment. An investment is an act of devoting time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result. Now, most of us are looking for that worthwhile result. But what's lacking is the true investment for love. Love is a verb. A verb, in the way we see it, is it requires action. Action equals action. It takes action to get action. And that is your kiss. The Keep It Simple strategy. Action equals action. If you want action, you have to take action. You must be willing to take action to get the worthwhile result. Are you? Pretty straightforward question. Are you taking action to get the result that you want? You can't skip any steps. It's not like you can pass go and collect $200. We're not a game of Monopoly. That's not what marriage is all about. It's not convenience. It's not about what you can do for me, but I'm not going to do for you. Love is a lifetime investment. It requires time, energy, and effort. So let's break it down. Number one, time. You don't qualify time. You give it unconditionally. You don't sit there and say, I'm going to give you 1 hour a day. After I cook dinner, we're going to have our time. The kids can go play, do their things, and we'll have, this is our time. We carve it out. What if your marriage needs 5 hours a day? Are you willing to give that time? Be honest. Some of us are very selfish with our time. Oh, but what about me? Yes, I agree. You have to have your time too. But if you want your marriage to work, you have to understand where time comes in. And the problem is, with couples, we like to qualify our time. We define it the way we want to see it. Again, our experiences, our expectations, and then what happens? Either failure or successes. And unfortunately, nowadays, we see more failures than successes in marriage. So you got to be willing to invest with your time. And unconditionally, you don't set limitations on it. It should be what? Limitless. Isn't that why you married your spouse? Is because when you were gazing in his eyes, you were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to travel the world with you. I'm going to do everything with you. And now it's like, oh, isn't it time for bed already? I've had a long day. You're smiling a little bit because you know it's true. because life does happen to us. But if you want to have that love, if you desire this sexy, sassy, incredible, loving relationship, building a strong marriage with a foundation that is indestructible, heavenly founded, you have to be willing to give of your time. Number two, effort. Always be willing to give your best, not just as is. So I got to talk to you here in girl terms. So if you're a guy listening, I'm sorry, but bear with me here. As is, we've seen this too many times. We go into the department store. We're going shopping. We head to the clearance rack because we're trying to live on a budget here, but we've got to have new something. We're just aching for it because we walk into our closet. I have nothing to wear. You know the dilemma that you're in, right? So you think, I'm not going to spend as much money, so I'm going to head to the clearance rack. And you go there and you find an as-is garment. Do you normally pick up an as-is garment in the clearance rack? No, because it should already be marked down, right? You didn't go shopping for an as-is husband. But that's kind of what we do to them. We just are like, well, you get what you get. As is, here you go. Take it or leave it. You don't like it? Well, leave it. Think about it. You always have to be willing to give your best. It's not about saving this or that. It's not about the as is. It's the best. Love is a lifetime investment. It requires time, effort, and finally, number three, energy. It's going to take all you have to give. Does that mean that you may actually go to bed feeling more tired than when you woke up? Yes. But isn't that love worth it? Isn't that love that you so desire worth that extra energy? I pray that answer is yes. If not, we definitely need to have a conversation. We all long for this unconditional, undeniable love that people just accept us for who we are. And that doesn't mean always that they like what we do, but they love us as an individual. When you get to that part in your relationship, that's true love. It's heavenly love. But to get to there, you've got to have the energy. You've got to be willing to go in it with your all. All in. Now I can already hear you saying, wait a minute, but if I go all in, he's got to go all in too. No, it's unconditional. The time, the energy, the effort, all of it, you have to give it unconditionally. Jesus gives it that way to us. He doesn't put conditions on his love. So are we to do that to our own spouse? Ouch, that one hurt. It did hurt because it's truth. If God loves us unconditionally, and he loves us with all of our faults, all of our failures, he sees us for who we are. Don't you think that we need to be doing the same to our spouse, who we've made a heavenly commitment to? Yes. Action takes action. Are you ready to take action today for your marriage? Are you ready to build it up? Are you ready to just have that incredible sensation again that when you lock eyes, it's like, whoa, and the angels are singing and you get tingly feelings, you're kind of giggly? Maybe you're thinking, I can't have that anymore. We've been fighting for too many years. We've been on different wavelengths. We have different dreams now. Those are all excuses. Don't give me excuses. You either want a great marriage or you don't. There's no in between. Now, yes, marriage is a two-way street. But you have to be willing to do your part. That's what God asks of us. That's all he requires of you. Do your part, what you control. Love is a lifetime investment. Your time, your effort, your energy. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Action equals action. It's time to take action. Stop beating around the bush. Stop making up excuses. Stop just hovering where you are. Stop making do. It's ridiculous. You can have an incredible marriage. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've thought about it more than once or twice. Maybe God has been knocking at you and you've kind of been feeling this tug. Or you've been in the shower and you're like, oh man, I don't know. I think so. You're working out. Oh, there she goes again. She mentioned it again. Maybe there's a reason why it keeps coming back to you. Be bold for your marriage. Click on the link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. We will set up a time and we will have a conversation. You and me. Let's do this. Action equals action. It's time to take that first step. An investment worth having is an investment worth giving. Love is a lifetime investment. Where are you going to start your investment today? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.